Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were talking about the need for each Christian to conduct his own ministry as the Lord guides him. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When I first realized that the Lord wanted me to start a radio ministry, and to be honest with you, my questions to the Lord is, who am I? And I still wonder that sometimes. You know, why have you chosen me? I'm nothing. There are a lot more qualified and better people than me. But nonetheless, God just impressed that without doubt. Finally, I just said, well, Lord, we need $15,000 to $20,000 of equipment, and we don't have the money in the church, and I'm not going to ask him for that. And so if he wants to really start this, provide the $15,000 to $20,000. You realize that an old country lady come in and sat down and gave me the money for it without me ever asking her. She just said, Pastor, Lord laid on my heart to give this to the church, and that I should give it to you so you could designate it. And we have a radio ministry today. And so, my friend, I've had people call me and ask me, say, why don't you get a marketer? Do you realize how much further you could reach out if you had somebody that marketed your ministry? Because that's not what the Lord has led us to do. But now, your ministry may be such that God has blessed you in financial ways, and you can tithe and offer to the Lord. Now, there are people that have that ministry, and they could go to more pleasures, eat out more, have better homes, better cars, build stronger investment portfolios. But instead of doing that, they have dedicated it unto the Lord. They've given unto the Lord's work over and above. And they seek how to give more. I remember a pastor telling me of a couple in his church that they had walkie-talkies. This is years ago, but they had walkie-talkies. One would go in one grocery store and the other in another grocery store, and they'd talk back and forth. They'd compare prices on foods, and that's how they shop their groceries. And then the savings was an offering unto the church. See, those are people that have eternity set in their heart. Those are people who love God so much, and it is the ability God has given them to use it for God's glory. I've seen businessmen and others who give that the work may prosper and spread in the gospel at home and abroad. Some say, Preacher, God gave me some extra, and I want you to take it and apply it how you believe God would have us to do it. Oh, praise God for those people who recognize the ministry God gave them of giving, and they carry it out. And you might be listening today, and God's given you that ministry. And so let me encourage you that as you expect your pastor to preach the word, to not compromise it, don't compromise your ministry as well. And then he adds, and be at peace among yourselves here in verse 13 of our text of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It helps when the pastor does not need to contend with politics. Oftentimes, a wife and a husband have trouble at home. And this society is so humanistic today that there are those who give advice, and to be quite frank with you, the advice is most often unscriptural and spirit-quenching. You know, except for fornication, Jesus said. But there are people that are telling women and men to leave their mates. Well, look, never tell a woman or a man to harm their mate. Never tell a man to beat his wife. Understand, most of the time you've only heard one side, and too often you take a side. That is being a busybody and a gossip. We had some people in our church that had had some problems with one of their teenage children. And sure enough, one person began to gossip about it and said, well, they don't do this, and they don't do that, and they don't do this. It's no wonder. My question is, oh, do you visit the house often? Now, how many times have you been there? Once. Wait a minute. You've been there one time over the years. You know what's going on in their home. I happen to know that family had a family altar. I happen to know that family was faithful to church. That family was in a Christian school with their kids. And so, for somebody to stand on the outside and say, well, the parents are too hard, or the parents are too this or too that, that person is a busybody and a gossip. Now, that's the person who ends up saying, you should leave that bum. You should leave that person. Well, that is a person who is not dealing in peace. They're trying to perhaps get back at somebody because they didn't do what they want, or they didn't do it the way they wanted them. You've got to understand, God gives different types of personalities in a church, in your local church. There are personalities that are easy to like, but there are other personalities you really have to work on. Well, my friend, because you don't like a personality is not a reason to attack. And you treat that personality you don't like with the same respect and honor the personality you do like. Be at peace among yourselves, as he says here in this text. Now, let's put it all together. We've been looking here at 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13. So let's put it together. Pastors must labor among their people. The word labor has the idea of with diligence and with weariness. The word labor is in word and doctrine. In other words, a preacher should be a laborer, not a loiterer. We must instruct, edify, reprove, rebuke, exhort. Pastors must act within the parameters of the authority God has given, not becoming lords, but speaking the truth in love, and never compromising that truth. As a watchman, he must ever speak that truth. Because love says there's danger. Then they must stand against false doctrine, ever defending the church against every new wind and wave of doctrine that seeks to enter, preaching against those things that come in, and then preaching righteousness, preaching against sin, identifying sin, naming it, and then preaching righteousness and telling us the commands of God's Word. That's the kind of preacher you're to know in the way that we've been instructed here, taking care of his needs. Now realize, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, calls the local church his church in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. He says, and I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Not Peter's church, his church, the Lord's church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. By the way, gates are not for attack, they're for defense. God expects us to be on the attack for his glory. Now, understand also that Peter means pebble. Rock means boulder. Jesus wasn't building the church on Peter. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He is the one. He is the foundation. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, Jesus Christ. Now, so many speak of church as the invisible church, or referring to everybody that is saved. Therefore, church cannot be a local church in these many references. It's everyone who is saved is the church, not just a single church. Well, first of all, nearly every reference is to a local church. These books, this book of 1 Thessalonians is addressed to a local church. But if we're going to use the same logic, are saved people the bride of Christ? Well, how can you say that you're the bride when someone else who is saved says they're the bride? Is God a polygamist? So just like you say you can't have many churches say that we're the church, you can't have many people then say that we're the bride of Christ. See, the local church is just as ordained as the home, or the government, or any other God-ordained institution. Therefore, give cheerfully, not just tithe, but tithe and offer. Malachi says we can rob, not only in tithes, but in offerings. And do it in a heart of love that has eternity set in it. You know, people sometimes get talking about the God ordaining the home before he ordained the church, and that's true. But you know what? God actually ordained ministry before he ordained the home. He created Adam, had Adam naming all the things of the creation and tending to the garden. Then he said, Adam needs a helpmeet. You know, the word helpmeet means simply that, help meet the need. And the need was to fulfill the ministry. God called Adam to a ministry before he ever made him a wife. And I can actually say that in my own life. I didn't answer the call till later, but I knew before I was ever married that God wanted me to be a preacher. And so here you have somebody here that's saying, well, God called the home before he did the church. Yes, well, he called ministry before he called the home. And see, then you get into semantics. So again, just understand, Jesus Christ, our Lord God, needs to be all in all. And so as we look at our passage here before us, you see the needs of these ministers with your eye or your understanding, and you simply do something about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 9 through 11. For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for the oxen, or saith it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? Now again, here's the pastor, the ox. He is plowing in hope. He's given the word of God. He's sowing the word. He's sowing spiritual. You are to sow the carnal. Take care of his needs. You do that by making things a priority in your life. That priority can be faithfulness. Every time the doors of the church are open, you be on time. Don't be late. Be on time. Now, you know, if you come in late every day on the job or your work, you're going to be in trouble. Be faithful. And serve. Now, although everybody should tithe, you have an ability to give well above a tithe. Then make that a priority. Give. If you have a talent, use it to serve the Lord. We've had people in our church that can't sing, can't teach, can't do any of that, but they can use their hands and go to people's houses. They've ministered to by fixing things for shut-ins. They've cooked meals for the sick, and then they've shared the gospel. And you can do that. Minister. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.